Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 24th, 2020. The contact restrictions due to the corona pandemic are being lifted in the Hauptstadt. This was decided by the Senate and announced by Mayor Mueller yesterday afternoon. He added, however, that people are still being urged to keep their contacts as low as possible. Up until now, it has been the rule that a maximum of 5 people from several households or only members from 2 different households may meet in public in the capital city because of the corona pandemic. The rules on distance and hygiene, however, still apply. According to the mayor, largely the corona regulations have been purged, and instead of 25 rules, there are now 12, and the new regulations will come into force this Saturday. In addition, more people will again be allowed to enter shops of the capital at the same time. The previously valid guideline of a maximum of 1 person per 20 square meters of sales area will be reduced to 10 square meters. The obligation to wear masks in retail stores and on public transport, however, will remain in force. At the same time, the Senate has decided to impose a fine of 50 to 500 euros for passengers who violate the obligation to wear masks on buses and trains. The topic has long been controversial within the red-red-green government. The SPD and the Greens were in favor of it, but the Left Party had repeatedly expressed their doubts. According to Mayor Mueller, the 500 euro fine will be imposed in cases of those caught several times without a mask. A requirement to wear mouth and nose protection on public transport is already mandatory in Berlin as of the end of April, but was not being checked. So far, no one has had to expect a fine for violations. Now, the police are to check selectively whether people in buses and trains are wearing masks. In general, it's considered an administrative offense to violate the regulation on the wearing of mouth and nose protection, and, according to the Senate, quote, a fine of between 50 and 500 euros can be imposed in all areas of application. Per reporting in the Tagesspiegel yesterday afternoon, at least 44 men, women, and children tested positively for the coronavirus in a residential complex near the Ostbahnhof station, and 200 are in quarantine. The Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg district office is said to have known about the outbreak since this past weekend, and that at least the residents of the block of flats directly affected are in quarantine. Berlin Briefing will update this information as more details emerge. Because many people want to visit the zoo and the Tierpark, but only a limited number of people are being admitted because of corona regulations, the two institutions are opening their doors to visitors for the first time on 8 evenings. From June 25th to July 17th, every Thursday and Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., visitors can experience the animals in the evening sun. Restaurant terraces will be open, and musical events will be held at various locations. Zoo director Dr. Andreas Knirium stated, quote, the evening atmosphere in both locations is almost magical. I am delighted that we can now offer even more Berliners a break from their hectic everyday life. Tickets are strictly limited and only available online, and annual ticket holders must also register online beforehand. For additional details regarding specific opening hours, websites for ticketing, and other regulations for visitors, please follow the link in our show notes. This year, again, the summer holidays are being used for extensive S-Bahn construction work, which will have an impact on suburban rail traffic. An overview of the major interruptions is as follows. From 4 a.m. Thursday, June 25th to 1:30 a.m. Friday, July 27th, the tracks on the Südring will be renewed. Moreover, the Baumschulenweg Neukölln section will be closed until September 4th. There will be no S-Bahn traffic from June 25th to July 27th on the sections of Treptower Park, Sonnenallee, Neukölln, Tempelhof and Baumschulenweg, Kölnische Heide, Neukölln, and Tempelhof. and the following lines and stops will require the use of replacement buses: the S41, S42, Elsenstrasse, Terptower Park, Sonnenallee, Saalstrasse, Neukölln, Hermannstrasse, Silbersteinstrasse, and Tempelhof, and for the S45, S46, and S47, Plänterwald, Damweg, Sonnenallee, and the stop for Konische Heide, Sonnenallee and Saalstrasse, Neukölln, Hermannstrasse, Silbersteinstrasse, and Tempelhof. In Treptower Park, Konische Heide and Hermannstrasse replacement buses will not stop directly at the S-Bahn station. Therefore, it's recommended to take the bypass from Ostkreuz via Stadtbahn and the Nord-Süd S-Bahn, as well as the underground lines U6, U7, or U8. There will be no S-Bahn service from July 27th to September 4th on the Baumschulenweg Neukölln section. Also, the local connection of the S-Bahn station Konische Heide will require a bus replacement service on the Plänterwald, Konische Heide, and Sonnenallee sections. Further information and a detailed explanation of the closures on the Südring can be found on the S-Bahn YouTube channel. From 4 a.m. Thursday, June 25th to 1:30 a.m. Monday, July 13th, the tracks will be renewed in Rummelsberg and a noise barrier will be erected in Karlshorst. And from Monday, June 22nd to Thursday, July 23rd, the platform at the Karlshorst S-Bahn station will be renewed and a new platform roof installed, resulting in a closure on the Wohlheide-Karlshorst-Rummelburg section of the S3. And there will be no S-Bahn service between Wohlheide-Rummelsberg, and a bus replacement service will run on the route Köpenick-Karlshorst, Tierpark, Betriebsbahnhof-Rummelsberg, Michigan-Seestrasse, Rummelsberg, and Ostkreuz. And lastly, in the period between Monday, July 13th and Thursday, July 23rd, the S-Bahn service will resume single-track operation from Karlshorst. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.